engines right now.
Talladega, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Senior Superintendent of Robbins & Morton, Noah Johnston.
Drivers, start your engines!
38 Xfinity Series engines come to life down on pit road. Coming up is the United Rentals 250. It's next right here on the Motor Racing Network.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, a colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
25 Chevrolets, 8 Fords, 5 Toyotas, ready to go. Quick break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineup for you. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting in position number 38 will be Cesar Vaccarella. Carson Ware will start 37th, 36th to Dylan Lupton. Kyle Weatherman will roll from 35th. Kyle Sieg from 34th. Starting 33rd, Matt DiBenedetto. 32nd will be Ryan Ellis, and Blaine Perkins will go from 31st.
Brennan Poole starts 30th. Joey Gase goes 29th. Jeremy Clement starts 28th. The 27th starter, playoff contender Sammy Smith. Starting 26th is Jordan Anderson. Starting 25th is Nick Leitz. The 24th starter, Parker Retzloff. David Starr starts 23rd. Dean Thompson starts 22nd. And C.J. McLaughlin starts 21st.
Starting 20th, we've Brandon Jones. Leland Honeyman will start 19th. Carson Quapel 18th. And Josh Williams ready to go from 17th. 16th will be Jeb Burton. Ryan Sieg 15th. Starting 14th, Justin Allgaier. Anthony Alfredo 13th. Starting 12th, Sam Mayer. And Taylor Gray ready to go from 11th.
Starting 10th will be Cole Custer. The 9th starter, Eric Almirola. Again, he'll drop to the back of the field. Starting 8th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Riley Herbst starts 7th. Parker Kligerman goes 6th. And A.J. Allmendinger starts 5th. Sheldon Creed starts 4th. Chandler Smith 3rd. Austin Hill 2nd. And Jesse Love has won the pole position. He'll lead the field to the green flag.
He went 182.129 miles an hour around this 2.66-mile super speedway here in Talladega. By the way, a driver change. Cesar Vaccarella out. Tommy Joe Martin's in, and they will start in position number 38. 94 laps will make up the distance here. That's 250 miles for 38 race teams that have assembled here at the Talladega Super Speedway. The cars are on the track. We're going to take you there right now. Three more voices ready to go to work for you here this afternoon on the Motor Racing Network. Outside turn number two in the Sunoco stand from Barry, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everyone. From the south end of this Talladega Super Speedway, actually a little bit toward the southeast, 33 degrees of banking in turns one and two. Plenty of room to stretch out, swing your elbows a bit, get three or even four wide. Four wide generally means it's the final lap or a dire emergency and people are taking evasive action. It's all about choosing the right drafting partner, exercising those partnerships, abandoning them when the time is right and a better offer comes along. We'll watch it all unfold here today from high atop the Sunoco Tower outside the exit of Turn 2 here at the Talladega Super Speedway. Now let's go to the other end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch in Milford, Delaware's Mike Bagley.
And Dave, you talk about those partnerships that develop in front of you more times than not. Towards the end of the race, they dissolve in front of me here on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch. Strength in numbers will pay dividends. If you step out of line, you want them lined up behind you. But here's something to remember. Locking bumpers in the NASCAR Xfinity Series is not legal. You cannot do it. You can give a bump to the car in front of you. You just can't lock on and shove that car in front of you. One of the many things these drivers will have to keep mind of here this afternoon. It's always exciting on the Alabama Gang Super Stretch, watching those dramatic moves be made in two, three, and four wide formation. When they race by me, it'll be back up into the banking of turns three and four, where they will be greeted by Anaheim, California's Dan Hubbard.
Well, thank you, Mike, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm at the turn four party balcony of Talladega Super Speedway, and I, and along with a lot of the fans up here, we've got a great view of turns three and four, also banked at 33 degrees, and also offering opportunities to take it three wide. Now, we saw the three wide in yesterday's truck race with some moderate success. We'll anticipate we'll see more three wide formations this afternoon. But either way, whether it's two wide or three wide, the racing is intense. It's inches apart, and sometimes these cars are literally bouncing off each other, still maintaining a high rate of speed, and all the while trying to turn left. It's harrowing to watch, and I'll cover the action for you here at turns three and four of Talladega. Once they're off turn four, the intensity continues up through the tri-oval and back into the view of our anchors for today's broadcast, Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden.
Along with Todd Gordon, our expert analyst, the tri-oval here at Talladega banked 16 and a half degrees. The start-finish line is past the tri-oval in the short straightaway.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank Savings Account. Ally Bank, member FDIC. We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Time now for our three pit lane reporters to spread a little knowledge to you. This trip to Pit Road is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Steve Post.
Cole Custer enters this race, the top point gatherer in the playoffs. 41 points to the good, and that really plays into their strategy. Jonathan Toney and Cole Custer are just going to keep stacking points. See what they can stack in stage number one, see what they can stack in stage number two, and then let the chips fall where they may when it comes time to race for the win. This has been a good track for Cole. Five starts here, three top 10 finishes. If they can do that, they can set themselves up really, really good, maybe for the win, but good for a run into the Roval next week and on into the playoffs. To the midsection of Pitt Road, Jason Toy.
Well, Steve, let's talk about how physical it can be here at Talladega. You have to be sharp on your mind for every single lap around this track. Also, you add to it the heat that builds up inside the race car. So you mentally and physically have to be in that right spot to tackle things at Talladega. Cesar Baccarella, who normally runs a lot of the super speedway races in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, was set to start for Alpha Prime Racing in the Brownie Chevrolet. The problem is, when he got ready to go out for qualifying, he's been battling a sinus infection, had a migraine headache that was making his vision a little blurry. He said he felt like a million knives sticking towards his left eye. He jumped out. Team owner Tommy Joe Martins. He has his license. He's got his driver's bag, and he has jumped behind the wheel of his own Chevrolet. They'll start scratch on the field. Dylan?
Jason, you talk about the heat today. A lot of these drivers opting wear the cool suit or the cool vest. Not the case for Eric Almirola. I spoke to the team just a minute ago who pointed that fact out to me, that Eric is not wearing a cool suit. I said, was that his choice? And the team kind of laughed and said, we didn't really give him much of a choice. So there's mechanical things you have to put in these race cars to run the cool suits. And sometimes the crew chiefs or the engineers just don't like to have those in the car. So Almirola is going to have to tough it out today. He already has that penalty going to start at the back that we talked about earlier. But he's fast, and he's won here at Talladega and still very much alive in a championship fight of his own on the owner's side for the 20 car.
Yeah, and that's just one of those situations, you know, that those pieces have to be installed before the seats get put in. They all get back there at the shop. You make the decision on what the temperature's like, how long the race is going to be. They've got Eric, who doesn't have to run a cup show tomorrow. He's just here today. He's a pretty tough guy. I think he'll be fine without it.
84 degrees here at the Talladega Super Speedway. That's your broadcast team. Steve Post, Jason Toy, Dylan Welch in the turns. Ready to go. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, Dan Hubbard. My name is Jeff Striegel. That was crew chief Todd Gordon just a moment ago. To get things started right now from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here's the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Field comes down to the line. Green flag goes in the air, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series is racing at Talladega as they head to turn one.
Side by side, nobody getting the advantage, but Jesse Love in the outside lane doesn't have a lot of drafting help from Sheldon Creed. That's going to cost him. Austin Hill will slide through on the bottom of the racetrack with the assistance now of Chandler Smith. They go 1-2.
Jesse Love in that outside line slowly starting to come to life. Chandler Smith already going to work on Austin Hill, and Hill's already throwing blocks. Here's Smith. He'll go to the top of the racetrack. Hill goes with him, and Hill still leads to three.
Here they come into turn three for the first time. It is Austin Hill still showing the way. A.J. Allmendinger down to the bottom of the racetrack, challenging Chandler Smith for that second spot. They are door panel to door panel for second, and now Allmendinger wants first from Austin Hill.
And here comes the Thunder back off of turn number four. For the first time here this afternoon and back through the tri-oval they come. Lap one is done. Out front, Austin Hill. Right behind him is Chandler Smith. A.J. Allmendinger to the inside.
Allmendinger leading that low line. He's up into a side-by-side battle with Chandler Smith for that number two position. Allmendinger down on the double yellow line. Austin Hill leads the top line in the third group.
A.J. Allmendinger inching forward. Now that bottom line out of two slides up against that outside lane. Two lanes off the outside of the racetrack. Hill gets a huge shove from Smith. Smith and Hill out 1-2 with the lead.
Just a bit of a two-car breakaway if you can get that at Talladega. It's Austin Hill in that top spot. Chandler Smith Smith loses the advantage to A.J. Allmendinger. He's strong on the bottom side through turns three and four. They're almost side by side for the top spot.
A couple of big puffy clouds come overhead, and this track now in some shade as the field makes its way through the trioval, heads back to the start-finish line. That blue and white Chevrolet with a pink number on the door, that's Austin Hill, and he leads the race.
He shows the way by about a car length over a side-by-side battle for the number two position. Chandler Smith on the outside lane, down low, digging hard. Here comes Allmendinger for the lead.
A.J. Allmendinger slides wide up against that outside lane off turn two. He's not challenging for the lead. He's now side-by-side with Jesse Love for position three. He'll inch forward, A.J. Will, trying to go wheel-to-wheel for second.
A.J. loses a little momentum down that back straightaway, but boy, when he hits the corner of the center of turns three and four, he's every bit as good as Austin Hill. In fact, now Allmendinger gets a nose on front. He may try to clear Hill as they exit off turn four.
Just two laps in, Jeremy Clements already up nine positions. He's running just outside of the top ten. Side by side at the line. It does not go away. It's Austin Hill on the outside. A.J. working hard down below.
Austin Hill's got better drafting help in the outside lane, and as a result, he'll pull away by two, maybe three car lengths now going into turns one and two. Allmendinger trying to battle back in the low lane.
And he's got nine drivers behind to help him power that low lane to the point behind A.J. Allmendinger. You've got Riley Herbst right there. You've also got others stacked up. Taylor Gray is there. Also Sam Mayer and others.
Austin Hill comes in with the lead to turns three and four, and it is A.J. Allmendinger hoping to get some help from Riley Herbst. Again, Allmendinger comes off turn four with the clear lead. He's able to clear Austin Hill with Riley Herbst in tow.
And now Allmendinger goes up the racetrack to driver's right, puts the block on Austin Hill. A.J. Allmendinger trying to be our second leader here at Talladega in the opening four laps. He's successful. It's Allmendinger to the point.
Into the 33-degree banking of turn number one. For the moment, he's going to continue on the low side of the racetrack, leaving the top open for Austin Hill and company. Allmendinger leads the field to the back straightaway.
Minimal drafting help compared to the outside line, but it's the low lane that begins to advance. Dinger starts on the bottom. He'll jump up right in front of Riley Herbst, who now has forced Austin Hill third back in that outside lane.
Here they make their way into turn three. Once again, it is Austin Hill on that outside getting a little bit of help from Chandler Smith. Looks like Sammy Smith is making up some ground on that bottom line. May challenge A.J. Allmendinger. No, make that Taylor Gray. It's Taylor Gray challenging Allmendinger for the top spot.
Side by side to come back to the trioval. Now they're going to break out three wide. An inside lane opens up. That's Sam Mayer. He is going all the way to the apron, and he wants the lead.
Allmendinger's not going to be able to block them all as they are three wide in the middle of the pack, but that middle groove has only got three contestants, and it's beginning to fade. Down to the inside, the challenge is on for the lead. Sam Mayer looking for the point.
15 cars in the outside lane. There's only five down low. Jesse Love breaks ranks. He will pull to the bottom. He now is fourth in line. That inside line led now by Sam Mayer.
A.J. Allmendinger gets to turn three first, but can he keep that lead? Here comes Sam Mayer down to that bottom side, looking very strong, bringing Ryan Sieg with him, who has just a bit of a wiggle on the bottom lane. He straightens it out. He's hanging on to the bumper of Sam Mayer.
That is on the inside lane. Mayer will abandon the bottom, go to the top, put the block on, make sure A.J. Allmendinger in that lane do not advance any further. Sam Mayer has his blue and white Chevrolet at the front of the field, bouncing from the bottom to the top.
Let's see if Allmendinger's got a plan to regain the top spot. He does. He's going to go to the outside as Sam Mayer drops down to the bottom of the racetrack. Mayer on the inside. Allmendinger on the outside. Wheel to wheel for the top spot.
A couple of Chevrolets going at it for the number one position here so far at Talladega. Now they're about to stack them three wide. Here comes the move in three wide territory at the bottom. Ryan Sieg will get the help from drafting help, and Ryan Sieg is trying to lead.
Ryan Sieg tries to get out in front of A.J. Allmendinger. Nothing doing. Getting help from Anthony Alfredo. Now they're separated just a little bit. Sieg says, I'll try to get it done by myself, and he does. Ryan Sieg leads the field off turn four.
And as we watch this race but kind of work its way along, the bottom lane seems to really wrap around three and four better. It's a challenge that you can't keep the guys behind you defined in line. That's when you're vulnerable, but right now the bottom seems to be the place to go. just blending up in front of that top lane.
Sam Mayer up 14 spots in all the way to the lead. Then he gets hung in the middle, and it's goodbye, good night, Sam. He comes across the line in position number 16. They're side by side for the lead.
While Sam Mayer gets his affairs in order at the back of the pack, Ryan Sieg has his on point. He's trying to hang on to the lead, but here comes Dinger powering back to the outside.
He is dueling with Riley Herbst for that second position. They are absolutely wheel to wheel all the way around turns 3 and 4. AJ Allmendinger holds on to the lead, now starts to feel the challenge from Ryan Sieg.
Come down to the line to complete lap number 8 here at the Talladega Super Speedway. At the front of the field as they come to the line will be AJ Allmendinger. Here's a look at the top 20 here on lap number 8. It's AJ Allmendinger the leader. Riley Herbst is second. Ryan Sieg is third and Austin Hill fourth. Anthony Alfredo is fifth. Chandler Smith goes sixth. From the 27th starting spot to seventh, Sammy Smith is up to the number 7 position. Eighth is Jesse Love. Ninth is Taylor Gray. And 10th is Parker Kligerman.
Sheldon Creed running 11th in front of Brandon Jones. Justin Allgaier. Cole Custer 14th in front of Jeb Burton. Carson Quapel 16th. Dean Thompson 17th. Sam Mayer 18th. That's where he fell after battling for the lead. Jeremy Clements 19th. Josh Williams right now 20th. We are 8 laps in. AJ Allmendinger out front. Last lap turned at 187 plus miles an hour.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Three wide, six deep, lap 10. It must be Talladega with Jesse Love out front. AJ second, Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, and Anthony Alfredo. Again, 10 laps complete from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Down 13 to go in the stage. Remember, Eric Almirola had the penalty, had to start at the tail, had to make the pass through. And Alex, he's in danger here of going a lap down.
He is. However, he would be the only car to go a lap down at this point in the event. We're only 12 laps in. Stage number one will end in 13 more circuits. So should we not have a caution before that, he's in position to get the free pass. So all is not lost if you're Eric Almirola, Todd.
No, there's a path to recover from this. At the end of stage one, you hope you're the first car, the only car a lap down. It looks that way. We've got a couple guys, stragglers off on the backstretch right now as the pack exits turn four, but as long as he's going to try to blend in here, Let's see where he blends in with his main pack.
17 cars, lead pack, less than a second differential between Jesse Love, your leader, and Carson Quapel running in position number 17. The field climbs a banking in turn one.
Now, where will Eric Almirola try to hide? For the moment, he's glued right to the bottom of the racetrack as they come up upon him now. Two and three wide in the rearview mirror.
Almirola will stay on the double yellow line at the bottom of the back straightaway. The leader's now in the low lane, just trying to ease up behind him, get a little bit of a draft. That's Taylor Gray that's doing that. That's A.J. Allmendinger. That'll stack them three wide as Almirola stays on the bottom.
Austin Hill now gets around Eric Almirola. So too does Chandler Smith. Almirola giving it the college try there down on the bottom line. He is now where would be about no. The top 10 cars have already passed Eric Almirola.
Who's keeping his car at the bottom of the racetrack? There is help on the way all the way down on the double yellow line. Sam Mayer is trying to hustle up to the back bumper of Eric Almirola. But Eric, Dave, all he needs to do is just latch onto this draft.
Well, that's right. And he's also got a really good race car. That's always the case when Joe Gibbs Racing rolls out the number 20 machine, so might not be a bad idea to grab his back bumper and become a drafting partner.
But he's not able to do that. That low line draft has already cleared him, and Eric is about five, maybe six car lengths behind that low lane. He's going to try to ease up behind Shane Van Gisbergen and try to latch onto this lead draft.
And so for the moment, that does work. He goes side by side with Van Gisbergen through turns three and four. Meanwhile, up at the front, it is still Jesse Love showing the way behind him. A.J. Allmendinger alongside Chandler Smith.
Yeah, they go side by side, position number two. Jesse's got the top spot locked down, at least for the moment. A.J. now comes to second. Here comes Austin Hill, filling the hole down to the inside on Chandler Smith.
Austin Hill, always an outstanding super speedway racer. He knows the drafting game. He plays it impeccably. And right now, he and Chandler Smith are elbow to elbow for position number three.
Continue that side-by-side battle to the Alabama Gang Super Stretch while Jesse Love and A.J. Allmendinger break out all by themselves. Jesse Love will abandon the bottom. He'll go up and throw a block on Chandler Smith, which leaves the lane wide open for A.J. Allmendinger down low.
He is taking advantage of the move by Jesse Love, who went high. A.J. Allmendinger said thank you very much, went downstairs through turns three and four, and now they are wheel-to-wheel for position number one. Chandler Smith right on the bumper of Jesse Love.
A couple of Chevrolets at the front of the field as they come through the tri-oval. It's A.J. Allmendinger. He's on the bottom side of the racetrack. Jesse Love goes topside. Another Chevy and Austin Hill to the inside of the second row with a Toyota of Chandler Smith.
They're all squared up two by two in pace car formation yet again. You've got to go back outside the top 12, back around 15th or 18th place to find a little bit of a three wide race, but they are well back in the lead pack.
That is towards the tail end of the lead draft. It's all double wide up front. Inside line led by A.J. Allmendinger. He's got help from Austin Hill, Anthony Alfredo, Parker Kligerman, Brandon Jones, and others.
On that top line, you've got Jesse Love, Chandler Smith, and now behind Chandler Smith is Justin Allgaier. So he starts to race inside the top five, top six. Everybody coming off of turn four. Jesse Love opening up a bit of a gap between himself and the rest of the field.
Eight laps to go here in stage number one, and Dave, it just looks like in a blink of an eye, we're going to go from two wide and back to three wide racing. It just looks like they're itchy and ready to go.
Somebody's going to make that decision sooner or later. Sam Mayer a few moments ago decided he wanted to be the leader of the band up there in that three wide lane. He's still trying to test the waters up there, but he hasn't got a lot of help.
While that racing is going on at the back of the pack, Jesse Love has broken out in front all by himself. Again, he'll start at the bottom. He'll go to the top. Seal off that advance by Chandler Smith. A.J. Allmendinger leads the lane down low, and he's only up to position number two.
No question about it. Jesse Love has got a very strong car here this afternoon and still keeps that two-car length advantage over himself and A.J. Allmendinger, who still battles with Chandler Smith for the second position. Austin Hill and A.J. and Justin Allgaier side by side for fourth.
It is intense racing per normal, Dave Moody, here at Talladega, but it almost seems relatively calm at the same time. How difficult is it for these drivers right now?
Well, it's pretty calm from where we sit, Alex, but I'm not sure that inches apart at 175 or 180 miles an hour is as easy as these guys make it look. So far, so good, but all it takes is one mistake.
To Alex's point, they've not gotten aggressive yet. Everybody is in their own lane, and they'll jump from a lane here or a lane there, but the blocks have not been as aggressive as we're used to seeing, and the moves aren't as aggressive as we're used to seeing, at least for now.
I would agree with you, Michael, because they know they're coming to the end of stage one, and everybody's trying to figure out where they should be, and do they have enough car to deal with Jesse Love.
You were just listening to Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Dan Hubbard, but you know that at any moment it can break out here, and it happens in a hurry. Out front now, six laps to go. The driver that went to victory lane the last time the Xfinity Series was at Talladega.
That's Jesse Love leading the pack right now, the side-by-side battle for second place continues. Chandler Smith rallying that outside lane in the second group. Down low, Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier playing a bit of a high-speed game of hopscotch, bouncing back and forth between inside and outside lines. He's the one that's going to lead the lane down low. Love throws the block on him. Allgaier had a full head of steam.
Nice, nifty moves by Justin Allgaier, but Jesse Love was there. Again, half a car length over Allgaier, and to Allgaier's right elbow is still Chandler Smith. It is almost dead even, making their way off of turn four. Sheldon Creed now starts to make some noise on that outside lane.
He does indeed. Championship points on the line in five more laps, and for all those playoff drivers, points are valuable. When will they make the move to stick it three wide?
Here they come into turn number one, and they are two abreast. Again, back through at least the top 15. Just a small third lane effort, just two cars strong. That won't amount to much on turn two.
Jeremy Clements is that driver all the way at the end of the back of the pack that's trying to get three wide territory fired up, and it just won't happen. Here's Jesse Love now, this time on the bottom, right in front of Justin Allgaier. Chandler Smith will dial up the low lane in his quest for the lead.
We've gone back to race. Racing two by two by two by about 10 rows deep. Jesse Love down on the bottom. Right next to him is Chandler Smith leading that outside lane. Then behind Chandler Smith is Sheldon Creed. Allgaier is now running in that fourth position.
Four to go here in stage number one. Dean Thompson up 14 spots. He's running eighth. Justin Allgaier up 12 spots. Right now he is running inside of the second row. The front row side by side. It's Chandler Smith and Jesse Love.
Kyle Weatherman's machine, silence under the hood as it coasts down at the tail end of the back straightaway. Leaders making their way off turn number two. It continues to be inches apart for the lead.
And Justin Allgaier wants to make it three wide, and he will make it three wide. He'll elbow Jesse Love to the middle lane with no drafting help. That allows Chandler Smith and Sheldon Creed to inch out one and two.
Jesse Love gets hung out to dry on that middle groove, and he's just falling through the top ten. Your new leader is now Chandler Smith, who put the block on Justin Allgaier on the low line at the two. Three and four. Smith leads the field through the tri-oval.
Now a third line begins to organize up to the top of the racetrack. Four cars are there. That will dwindle to three cars now. That's going to be led by Jesse Love. He'll pull out of line in front of the rest of the pack.
Nobody so far has got, or very few people have got the incentive to move up there with Jesse Love. That battle is no further ahead than about the ninth or tenth position. At the top of the heat, it's Chandler Smith leading the way over Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier settling in second. Those two are one and two at the bottom of the racetrack. They're side by side for third. Here's A.J. Allmendinger to the inside of Sheldon Creed. Jesse Love has jumped up into three wide territory with Brandon Jones and Parker Klingerman behind him.
Can he mount a charge in that third lane in the late going, the late stages of stage one? He is still trying, but still just outside the top ten. Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier, A.J. Allmendinger, and Sheldon Creed side by side for third.
Chandler Smith has never had a finish here better than 25th, but he is leading now with two to go in stage number one. Chandler Smith out front, Justin Allgaier right behind.
Chandler Smith's done a masterful job of his work of working his way into the lead. Let's see what he's got to hold on to it for one more lap and cash himself in on some stage points. He will lead Justin Allgaier, A.J. Allmendinger, and Sheldon Creed.
Here they come now off turn two. Chandler Smith will opt for the inside line. He's not jumping up to block any advances. He'll stay to the bottom of the racetrack and keep Justin Allgaier behind him in tow.
Justin Allgaier down on that bottom side in that second spot. Behind him is A.J. Allmendinger, and you get the impression that Allgaier is going to need some help from Allmendinger if he's going to get around Chandler Smith. Bottom lane now has a big gap between themselves and that outside lane.
It does, and the lead duo had a big gap between themselves and the the front bumper of the next car in line, A.J. Allmendinger. That will accordion right back together. We begin the final lap of stage number one here in Talladega.
Here they come, looking for the payday. The side-by-side battle is for second. Allgaier on the bottom. Sheldon Creed topside behind them. A.J. Allmendinger's got the bottom of the racetrack, but out in front it continues to be Chandler Smith.
Now Chandler Smith will make the move from the bottom. He will abandon Justin Allgaier. He'll slide up in front of Sheldon Creed. Smith comes back to the bottom. They begin to juke and jive now. Mid-pack, Taylor Gray gets the shuffle to the middle as Smith leads to three.
Well, if you got anything for Chandler Smith, you better pull the trigger soon. And Justin Allgaier goes way to the top side trying to get around the outside. It did not work. A.J. Allmendinger now racing alongside Allgaier for the second spot, but it's Chandler Smith who leads the field off turn four.
And here they come back to the tri-oval. Green and white, checkered flag in the air. Stage one done. It looks like it's going to be Chandler Smith. One more run by A.J. will come up short, and Chandler Smith will score the stage one win, his seventh stage win of the season. 25 laps in, stage one done. A.J. across the line second to Chandler. Justin Allgaier third. Austin Hill fourth. Sheldon Creed fifth. Anthony Alfredo across the line in sixth in front of Taylor Gray. Sam Mayer eighth. Cole Custer ninth. And Dean Thompson completes the top 10.
That look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Pit lane remains closed this time by. Stage one is in the books as we work our first caution of the race. Seven of the top 10 in this stage were all playoff competitors. Chandler Smith got the big point payday. He won stage number one.
United Rentals is proud to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. With the most comprehensive equipment fleet in North America, backed by a team of industry experts, United Rentals is ready to deliver customized solutions for whatever your project demands. United Rentals is more than an equipment rental provider. They are a full-service partner for safe, productive, and sustainable job sites. United Rentals, building a better future together.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing high life. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Alden Creed brings his car into the attention of the crew. He needs just a little bit of help on exit. They're going left side tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Looks like left side tires as well for Jesse Love. He got shuffled out, but he is going to race his way forward with a quick pit stop. Jesse Love down and away first. Chandler Smith goes out second. Sheldon Creed third. Justin Allgaier fourth. A.J. Allmendinger, your front five off pit road. Jason Toy.
Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. We saw a lot of chassis wrenches zipping down in here on this middle section of pit road. We talked about Allmendinger with those four tires. And also Sam Mayer. He was complaining he was loose. They tightened him up. Got those Goodyear Racing Eagles on there. Topped it off with that second can of Sunoco Fuel. Same thing for Shane Van Gisbergen. Also Sammy Smith and Jordan Anderson in the middle section. Dylan.
Austin Hill called his car out of control. They changed four tires, and I counted three rounds out of the left rear for a chassis adjustment. They said they were going to take a big swing at it, and they did to try to get the front of that race car tightened up for Austin Hill. Parker Kligerman also wanted a chassis adjustment, and they made an air pressure adjustment for him as well. And Taylor Gray said his car was a little bit free on exit, but pretty manageable. Four tires and fuel for the 19.
Jesse Love going with just a fuel-only stop up 14 positions in the first car off of pit road in front of Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier, and A.J. Allmendinger.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Whoa!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
We should be just two laps away from going back under the green flag. Stage two on deck from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
A good-looking crowd on hand here at the Talladega Super Speedway. And, oh, by the way, they have 2,700 camp spots in the infield. And, Alex, what's the story on that?
Every one of them is sold out yet again here at Talladega Super Speedway. Love the race fans. Whether you're camping in the infield, maybe you guys, you and Dave, may have taken a trip up and down East Tuboga Boulevard last night in the infield. Maybe we'll be down there tonight. I don't know. But this place never disappoints. The racing, the race fans.
And what about tomorrow? Todd Gordon, you've been here for so many years. Tomorrow is, by the way, the Yellowwood 500, Talladega Super Speedway, NASCAR Cup Series. The place is going to be packed. It's going to be rocking. And it's Talladega. What else can you say?
You can't say anything other than just come experience it. Two and three wide racing all day long. I think a phenomenal show, and one that will have a few winners and a lot of people that leave here disappointed because they thought they could have gotten something more.
Yeah, that's part of it. Everybody thinks and does expect to have a shot to win here at Talladega Super Speedway. And when you put yourself in position and have something happen at the end of the race out of your control, whether it be a wreck or you just simply get shuffled out of the line that you were hoping to be in, it can be frustrating because you work so hard. I imagine, Jeff, that this is as much a strain mentally on these drivers as it is anything.
I can't imagine. 500 miles, two and three wide, every single lap. You've got your competitor inches off the front bumper, the rear bumper, out your right side, out your left side. It is Talladega, and it's something special. By the way, that Yellowwood 500 that we were talking about, airtime tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Mike Bagley hosts NASCAR Live Race Day. He'll be joined down there with Steve Post and Dylan Welch, Jason Toy. We're going to take you all the way up to the green flag, and then from that point, it is on. Don't miss it. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Right now, though, we need to put them back under the green flag. We are stage one complete, getting ready for stage two. Jesse Love, Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, Justin Allgaier getting ready to go. So is A.J. Allmendinger and Cole Custer, Dean Thompson, Austin Hill, Parker Kligerman, and Anthony Alfredo. That is your top 10. Green flag coming out on lap number 31. It is a Geico restart on deck presented by Geico. As your insurance playbook lacking, switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
There will be 19 laps to go in stage number two. Chandler Smith won stage number one. He'll restart right now on the inside of the front row. Jesse Love, who is the control car in the Geico restart zone, opts for the outside lane. Green flag goes back in the air. Once again through the gearbox they go as they begin to climb the banking over in turn number one.
The advantage goes by about a car length to Jesse Love, but the low line trying to regroup now. Chandler Smith picking up some drafting help down low from Sheldon Creed and A.J. Allmendinger. For the moment, Jesse Love free and clear at the front of the pack off turn two.
He will stay in the outside line until now, and he'll slide across the nose of Chandler Smith. He'll try to seal off that advance. Now he's splitting both lanes. He's trying to dodge Chandler Smith and Justin Allgaier. Now Love's moves back to the top of the track in three.
That strategy worked for just a little bit, but when they hit turns three and four, here comes Chandler Smith down to the bottom of the racetrack. Gets a nose out in front, but Jesse Love keeps the RPMs up, got the momentum on the outside. He'll take the lead back from Chandler Smith.
A high-speed pace lap comes racing back to the line. Jesse Love trying to get out front, can't do it. Chandler Smith filling the hole downstairs. Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed looking on.
Noah's Ark formation into turn number one. 1-2 by two, but Jesse Love now busts out. He'll pull away by about a car length and a half, slides from the top to the bottom. He'll cover the low lane, leaving the top open for Allgaier.
Not anymore, because Love will jump up and block the outside lane now. So up top, it's Jesse Love and Justin Allgaier. Down low, you've got Chandler Smith, Sheldon Creed, A.J. Allmendinger, Dean Thompson, and others.
That's exactly the way they come into turns three and four. Though Love tries to bust out of the box just a little bit. Chandler Smith leading that lower line through turns three and four. Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier almost part of the equation.
There, right in the middle of the racetrack is the fast lane right now at the front of the field, led by Jesse Love. He's going to keep his Chevrolet Camaro right there. He's got another Chevy on the back bumper. That's Justin Allgaier before a Toyota and a Ford stack up for fourth.
Here they come into turn number one. Outside lane for the moment is holding sway. It's Jesse Love with the lead. Allgaier second. Now Cole Custer up into a side-by-side battle with Chandler Smith for the three.
And that is the first side-by-side battle inside of the top five. That Ford and Toyota duel there. Now it's the Ford of Cole Custer that gets the advantage. Chandler Smith falls into a side-by-side battle for fourth. Now a wheel-to-wheel battle for fifth.
That bottom line is faded, and is that wheel-to-wheel battle is Chandler Smith and Anthony Alfredo's. The bottom line is now being left behind by that top side line, being led by Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, and Cole Custer.
Four laps under the green flag, soon to be five, but in the four laps when we put him under the green flag, Eric Almirola up 13 positions. He's digging for more as he comes across the line, Alex. Let's remind everybody, he started at the tail and really had to fight his way. Went a lap down, but he's on the rebound now. He is up to position number 20.
Yeah, he is. After getting the free pass on the caution at the end of the stage, Eric Almirola, twice a winner in this car this season, including last week at Kansas Speedway. Picked up the win at the Martinsville Speedway a little bit earlier. This has been an all-star car for the Joe Gibbs Racing stable. They've had John Hunter Nemechek win Las Vegas and Nashville in this car. Ryan Truex with two wins in this car at Dover and Daytona. Christopher Bell picked up two wins in the car at New Hampshire and Darlington, along with Eric Almirola. This car has been the all-star car, and it's been a dominant machine.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle nine. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
14 laps remain here in stage number two. Jesse Love leads Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, Austin Hill, and Anthony Alfredo. As a matter of fact, the front 10 or 12 cars now line up and go single file. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome you back to Talladega Super Speedway.
With the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the United Rentals 250, things relatively calm at the front of the field, Jeff, with Jesse Love in control.
And goodbye to Riley Herbst. When you are running that inside lane and all of a sudden AJ decides to build a lane lower and makes it work, you find yourself in the middle and going backwards. At the front of the field, Mike Bagley, Jesse Love just trying to hold on to the top spot over Justin Allgaier.
Everybody was very tame last time. Single file against the outside line. That's over. They're double wide, three wide from fifth on back.
That's where you'll find Cole Custer. He's getting a bit of a push there from Jeb Burton. It was the top side that was the quick side. Now Jesse Love has gone down to the bottom, and plenty of cars have gone with him. Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, your top three.
Looks like three wide, three deep, back around 10th on back. Jesse Love is going to lead him with 11 laps to go in the United Rentals 250 across the line. Jesse Love, I'll give you a quick look at the top 10. Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer now up to third, Austin Hill, Anthony Alfredo, then you've got A.J. Allmendinger, Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola has cracked the top 10, Alex, and Jeb Burton completes the top 10. He's running 10th.
Yeah, as we work stage number two here of the United Rentals 250, I want to welcome to the broadcast Craig Schmidt, Senior Vice President of National Accounts for United Rentals. How you doing today?
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you to you and your entire team for coming out to Talladega, putting on a great race. Now, tell everybody about United Rentals and why it was important to sponsor today's Xfinity Series race.
Sure. United Rentals is the largest equipment rental company. We're proud to be the official equipment partner of NASCAR since 2022. We have a lot in common with NASCAR, both in how we operate, how we focus on delivering quality products for our customers, and the people we work with on a regular basis. Many of our customers are also huge NASCAR fans, so the partnership makes sense for us on many levels. When the opportunity came along for us to sponsor the United Rentals 250 at Talladega, we jumped at it. And we're excited to be here with many of our customers and team members.
Oh, obviously, you guys have a great team at United Rentals, and much like NASCAR drivers' success, it is all dependent on their team around them. Give us a little bit of insight about the United Rentals team.
Yeah, sure thing. You know, we have over 26,000 employees, mostly in the U.S. and Canada, but also in Western Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. We work with customers across construction, industrial, municipalities, and other sectors to provide top-tier equipment and solutions needed for a whole range of work. Our team works very closely with our customers to plan, prepare, and complete projects of all sizes. And we believe our people are really what makes us so special. Just like in racing, having the right team working in a united fashion to get the job done is critical.
How can people learn more about United Rentals and opportunities to join this great team? Well, it looks like we got trouble over in turn number four right now. We'll interrupt the interview. Dan Hubbard, what's going on in four?
Nick Leitz got pushed from behind and slid into the outside wall. He did collect a couple of other cars, but they have grabbed the gear and go. Jeb Burton also got a piece of the action, but this started right in the middle of turn three and four to the back half of the field when Nick Leitz got out of shape right in the center of the corner, hit the wall of the outside. He's been able to continue, but he does have a damaged race car.
And so we go under the caution flag now for the second time. That may have started all the way at the front of the field with Cole Custer getting into AJ. AJ got crossed up. Everybody checked up. An accordion effect all the way back, Alex, outside of the top 15 caused this incident in turn number four.
Yeah, that'll put us under the caution flag for the second time as we continue our visit right now with Craig Schmidt from United Rentals. How can folks learn more about United Rentals and opportunities to join this wonderful team?
You know, our website and social media channels are a great place to start. We post about career paths and current opportunities at unitedrentals.com/careers. We also have over 1,500 branch locations across North America that people can visit to learn about opportunities in their community. We are also honored to be one of America's best large employers in 2024, and we've been recognized as a top military-friendly employer. And we're also extremely proud that around 10% of our employees are military veterans.
Absolutely. And all the team members that are here at the racetrack, we welcome them. Along with you, Craig, thank you so much to you and your entire team. That's Craig Schmidt, Senior Vice President, National Accounts for United Rentals.
And we are running the United Rentals 250 right now under caution. Lap 42, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Anthony Alfredo, Tanner Gray, Jesse Love, and we have got cars on pit road right now. Let's start with Dylan Welch.
Austin Hill has still been battling the handling on his race car. Said it was better that run, but he was getting tight late at the exits. They're going to make a couple more changes on that race car. Parker Kligerman, one of the playoff cars, got caught up in that mess. Front end damage on both the left and right sides. They're going to make a couple adjustments in the front suspension, put a packer in there or take one out maybe just to help the travel on that race car and then monitor the damage. It looks a little bit cosmetic from here, but he may have to come back down pit road and fix that, Steve Post.
An opportunity caution for some of these drivers. All of these cars come in and took four tires. Sunoco Racing Field had Carson Kwapel in, had Riley Herbst, one of the playoff drivers, in. Brandon Jones was in, and this is an opportunity for them to take four tires, so at the end of this next stage, they don't have to worry about tires. They'll run these to the end, Jason Toy.
Exactly. They're in the middle section of pit road for Shane Van Gisbergen. Still not happy with the handle of that race car, saying he's still a little bit loose, so they tried to tighten them up again, but the important thing, they got those four fresh Racing Goodyear Eagles on there. They packed it full of Sunoco fuel, so the next time they come back down, they won't have to spend as much time on pit lane. We do have one of the drivers that was involved in that wreck, Jeb Burton. Heavy left front damage on the nose of that Golden Corral Chevrolet.
Got to work on that to get him back into the race and back on the racetrack. We're down to seven laps to go here in stage number two.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred company.